And I think to answer that question, you have to take politics down to what it is at its most basic fundamental level. Forget party politics, forget political manifestos, forget who the prime minister is in the government. That's just the surface. That's just the surface of what politics is. Politics at its fundamental level is about the choices we make, about how we live together in a community. At its most basic level, it's that. How do we make those choices to live together? And I believe that good politics is about how we make choices to live together in peace and in respect of each other, but also showing a deep solidarity. That's my vision of politics. But it's also, politics is also that space where we bring our values into life. So politics is the space where we articulate our values and convert them from something conceptual, invisible, or something that can be deeply emotional. So I talked about yesterday the dignity of each human life. For me, that's a very powerful emotion, but I also recognize that it's invisible. It's a concept. So politics is how we translate the value into something real, bodily, part of our daily lived reality. And I think that's the best way of answering your question about how fiction is political, because there is always an expression of values somewhere. Even if it's the most isolated character and the book is only about their inner life and this person has no interest in politics, nonetheless, at least in most cases, that person will be part of a community, will have a past, will have a family. In some way will be subjected to the forces of the community around her. So I think if we can accept this much more basic, simpler idea of what politics is, then I think we can get to a point where we recognize that all fiction is in some way engaging with politics.
I did a 4-year degree in political science, and I never heard politics expressed that way, ever, ever. You just diminished it a little bit by saying it's basic. It is not basic. Your interpretation of politics is elevated in itself.
It's very fluent, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, truly, it's politics in my studies initially were described. So you have politics when this is basic. Two or more people creates politics. Mm. That's it. Mm. Now, what have you done to that? Do you see what I mean? You've really elevated by your ability to see it and see it differently, maybe even distinctly.
Yeah.
And this is not where we fall into hubris or arrogance. This is where we have individuals with capacity to make a significant change, is what I mean by we. We have the capacity in these moments to recognize a unique element of our signature, of our fingerprint in this world that is unique to us. And if we choose to embrace that by recognizing it is unique to us, your perspective is unique to you, and that perspective happens to come from a very fluent space, fluent in the language of the dynamics of the realities of politics. That is a powerful platform to stand on, own individually as a personal ownership, and then work from to ignite that change. It's very easy for people who have achieved excellence in any area to assume, and this is such a costly assumption, that everyone has access to what you have
earned. It is a hugely costly assumption. I've actually written articles talking about your assumptions may cost you. Because if we act on those assumptions that are not grounded and you assume people see what you see and they understand what you understand and they share the same values, and yet they don't, you're not going to be able to align them, align together. Mm-hmm. You're not. You're going to be fragmented.